This is a content warning. All episodes of Mysteries Unknown may include foul language, fantasy violence, blood and gore, and worst thing of all, sexual content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, it's Speedy, aka Chode from the Eldritch Buds. Last year, three members of our podcast, Connor, Scott, and I, took part in a Halloween one-shot where we had a blast causing classic Eldritch Bud shenanigans using the City of Mist system. Hunter, the MC of this podcast and friend of the show, has gone back and remastered the one-shot for your listening pleasure. So if you haven't listened before or you want to listen again, please enjoy this Mysteries Unknown Halloween special, A Nightmare on Eldritch Street.
All right, so you boys now have a mission. You need to now roll for investigate to see if you can figure out which of these kids around here may know where the Laughing Jack crew may be hiding out at. And don't forget, you can add tags if you want to.
Does anybody want to try this?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting out. So I got an 8 on the dice, and I've got... I've got 1 tag I think that I can make work with. I'll just use Loves the Crowd again. I'm just going to kind of sort of seed my sanctum among the people and sort of kind of just glad hand, see if anyone saw anything.
Well, either way, it's still going to be a mixed success with one clue, so...
That's I got like, a 10.
There we go.
Nice. So that's going to be one straight-up clue. And then, so I'm going to
thinking about my candy apples. I'm not looking for anything.
So you're not even going to roll?
I'm so enraged that our candy apples got taken.
All right. So I'm going to say for flavor, y'all start looking around and you see another guy walking around. He's about y'all's age. I'm trying to think what he looks like. He looks like a tiny version of Frankenstein. But he also has a jean jacket that says Laughing Jacks on the back of it. But you know that this kid like handmade it himself. There's like the U is missing in the laughing. He spelled the Jacks with an X.
That's amazing.
And so You all walk up to him, and this kid turns around. And it's also surprising how real this kid's costume looks, too. Compared to some of the others you've seen throughout the night.
Is he really tall?
He's a little taller than you, not by much.
Okay.
Costume looks really real, except for his shitty jacket.
That's amazing.
It's the only part I don't believe. He's not a laughing stock. He's not a laughing jack. He's a laughing stock.
Do you say that out loud, or is he just thinking this?
No, it's just me giggling. Sorry, I'm thinking.
So yeah, the three of you walk up to this kid, and he just looks at you. He's like, "What do y'all punks want?"
We're looking for your hideout. I think you're a laughing jack.
All right. So are you going to use your clue to ask this kid like, "Where's the hideout?"
Yes.
And this kid's too like, "Oh, y'all want to join too?"
Yeah.
It's like, "Oh, nice." Well, before we go on to answer that question, Scott, what was your question going to be, if you have one?
It would be more of a follow-up, but I guess after hearing that, I would be asking about the swamp monster guy. Or sort of that crew, if he knows any of those four dudes.
Why is he
so
wet?
Monster, werewolf, vampire. Yeah, why is he so slimy?
So, yeah, you just hear the boy just kind of points towards, like, the edge of the neighborhood that's, like, along the edge of the city. And it's like, "Oh, yeah, there's, like, an abandoned home that's towards the edge of the city. That's where the guys hang out all the time. You can't miss it."
Right. Are you headed that way, bub?
Nah, I'm with my friends. I'm getting candy.
All right, cool. Bub, and then, thank you.
Scott, if you want to ask your question, now would be the time to do it.
We had just ran into some of your fellow jacks earlier. It was a mummy, a werewolf, a vampire, and some kind of slime guy. Did you get any names for these fellas?
He just kind of, he tenses up a little bit because he's not sure whether to answer you or not. And he's just like,
I don't know their names, but from what I know, just like they're real monsters. Just like me!
You're a real monster.
And he points to the neck bolts that you can now clearly see sticking out the sides of his neck.
He's like, yeah, I'm Frankenstein!
So are you like, are you made from other monsters?
Oh, no, I'm a normal boy, but y'all know this mist that hangs around the city sometimes?
Yeah.
Do y'all ever see things?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what it showed me. It showed me that I have this other side to me.
Oh. I have this other side to me. And my bone claws are gonna pop out of my, like, cardboard hands. Just...
His jaw just drops and it's like, what?
Yeah. This is my brother.
I'll, like, reach around to see if he's here.
So, if you're looking for Adam Adams, he's been doing his best to try and sneak and look through this guy's pillowcase to see if he has any candy apples in there.
Okay.
Do
a sneak around roll for that one.
Okay, I would also like to apply my power tag turn incorporeal, and instead of opening up the pillowcase from the top, which would like let his hand know that I'm digging through his bag, I'm going to stick my hand like through the pillowcase with my incorporeal armor.
Okay, just that one tag? Uh-oh.
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Connor.
Yep.
So,
sorry about that. My thing crashed.
That's fine. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you try to do a podcast.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. So you guys heard that I was applying that power.
Yeah. Just the one tag, tutorial. Right?
Just the one, yes.
All right, yeah, go ahead and roll.
9 + 1, 10.
So... Yeah, you just immediately just grab a handful of this kid's candy out from the bag, and he's not even paying attention as he's talking to Thomas and Logan.
Is there any candy apples in my palms, or is there just candy?
You find a candy apple that's already been bitten into.
I throw the other candy at the ground, and I just start sucking on this thing. And so when he turns around to say, this is my brother... Adam, you would just see me, like, crisscross applesauce on the sidewalk, just sucking on this candy apple.
Yeah, he's a little weird. He likes his candy apples.
Oh, I didn't even give this kid a name, I just realized that. We'll just call him,
Frank?
We'll call him Frank E.
Nice.
Yeah, so Frank E. Frank E. Stein.
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 Hey, Frankie.
Hey! All right, and so
any information.
He's like, no problem. Y'all have fun now. And he just kind of just trots along back to his group of friends.
That guy was way cooler than the other guys in those jackets.
I throw the candy apple over my shoulder and I go, yeah, but he uses Royal Gala for his apples. Like, this night sucks, guys. This night sucks. Candy got stolen. I'm 0-2 on apples. Just let's get this candy back, please.
Oh, we'll get it back. I need those rocks. And so does Tommy.
I'm in this for the jackets, I'm gonna be honest.
It's like Thomas cares about nothing else but to have a jacket now.
I saw that glittery orange pumpkin on the back of my denim jacket, and I thought, that would look good without sleeves.
All right. So, yeah, y'all begin to make your way towards the abandoned house at the end of Eldritch Street and Broken Dreams Boulevard.
Nice.
Because I completely forgot that this is a Nightmare on Eldritch Street, which we named ourselves, and I somehow forgot that the street has a name.
Okay, is it a lonely road?
The only road I ever known.
And you don't wake the neighbor up until September ends.
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes.
Oh, guys, look, the Black Parade's in town.
Give me a second. I need...
He's not okay.
Mommy joins the Black Parade, just starts playing drums.
Mommy, get back here. No.
Except it's the one where it goes, oh no, table broken. Okay. So the three of you are heading towards the abandoned house at the end of Elder Street and Broken Dreams Boulevard. And this is a house that you all know. Basically, think of the Monster House from the Monster House movie. Just not going to eat you, basically. Or will it? You don't know. And you all are just standing outside this...
Are we sure about going in here?
Look, do you want those candy apples or not?
I do. I really do.
Gotta go in.
Smell the death.
And then I look at both my friends and I go, not it. And I put my nose to my finger to my nose and I get down on one knee.
Not it.
It.
All right. So, Logan, you are going to walk slowly up to the front door. And I'll just say you just kind of protrude your bone knuckles out and just kind of push them against the door. Just. And it's like, I would usually say it's pitch black, but because of your particular powers in this case, you can like kind of see a little better into the darkness, but there's no one around at the moment that you can see or hear.
There's no one in the hallway. We're good. Come on.
Yeah.
I look left and right, and I hesitantly walk in.
Yeah, y'all start like Scooby-Doo tiptoeing around the place. God, I love Halloween. And I'm going to have y'all roll me. I need all three of you to roll sneak around rolls now. As y'all sneak around the house trying to figure out where these guys are.
Deece.
I'm going to use plus one. I have a tag called Move in the Shadows. So it helps me move in the dark.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm also going to apply my Stronger at Night power tag.
Okay, that's still going to be a mixed success for you either way, Connor.
Oh, is it? Then never
mind. Hey, 7 through 9 is always a mixed success.
Okay.
11 for me.
Yuck.
Yeah, so you all start Scooby-Dooing around the house, and you guys are fine. All of a sudden, Adam Adams, you feel as you all are passing by what you don't know yet to be the basement door. All of a sudden, a mummy strap shoots out from underneath it, wraps around your leg, and you hit the floor as the door opens and starts to pull you back towards the basement.
It's evil toilet paper! Ah!
You can roll face danger for this. This will be what you can do for the mixed success. That you can face danger to try to get out of it as it's dragging you back into the basement.
Goodness.
Can I dive and use my bone claws to try and cut the the bandage?
Let him roll first, and then if depending on how he does, you can roll. Act and I will say that you can do
get
it.
A 9. Okay. Mixed success.
Okay, so how do I want to do this? Oh, nope. Do not get out of there. Thank you. Whew. Okay, that was close. So I will say that you just grip onto the door frame of the basement door as this thing's like trying to pull you.
I'm gonna get flushed!
Now, I will say that, Logan, roll go toe-to-toe to see if you can leap out and cut this.
All right. I will be using, two to my advantage.
Okay.
One is bone claws, because I'm going to use my bone claws. And then the other one is, I'm going to use my brother power tag, because it's my brother, to give me, like, added incentive to try and save him.
Yeah, actually, oh, this will be interesting. I'm going to add the weakness tag environmental hazards, since you are still in a pretty much run-down house.
Oh, so, boy.
You get attention on that, but you're rolling plus one.
Seven.
Okay, so on go to toe, what you can do. So you get to choose one of these three options. You manage to achieve your goal. You get them good, giving your opponent a stats with a tier equal to power. Or you block, dodge, or counter their best attempts.
So I'll achieve my goal by, like, cutting him free.
All right. So... yeah, so you just lunge forward, your bone claw, I would assume, was still out from after entering the door.
Oh, yeah.
And you just swipe, and you just see the mummy strap just kind of just fly back down into the basement. However, since you were not able to pick block, dodge, counter, as soon as you turn around, you see the Dracula-looking dude is before you. Hanging upside down from the ceiling. He goes, "Ooh!" And then he grabs you and you go up into the roof with him.
Oh, God. Help. Help.
All right. Scott, do you want to do anything?
I'm just going to try to use my large 14-year-old body to hold on to Logan. And see if... actually, you know what? I'm going to see if he's grabbing him. I want to try to use my sticks to, like, hit the vampire right on the knuckles. See if I can just make him, like, release his grip.
All right, that's going to be go toe-to-toe for you two.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we'll say right as the vampire is about to... is just the vampire guy wraps his arms around Logan to yank him up into the dark roof.
Can I put tags on this or no?
Yes, you can put tags on any role you do, as long as they make sense.
Excellent. All right, so loves a crowd because I've realized all the dudes are here. I'm like, oh, sick, the boys are here. It's kicking off. And then I'm just going to go, perfect timing is the other one I have. So I'm just going to, like, right as he's pulling up, I just, like, it's just like my hand, like, whips out and just wraps him right on the knuckles. So that'll be two, so an 11.
I wouldn't say loves a crowd, just because there has to be something I have to say no to on that one for. You don't really have much of a crowd.
That's fine.
But I will allow... what was the other tag
again? I think it's pretty common knowledge that three's a crowd.
No. No.
No. No, yeah, exactly.
Dude, why do people say that?
It's just MC or DM. There's just some things that me and Connor just have to say no.
Yeah.
That's okay. And I'm used to it. That's a 10 then.
What was the other tag again?
Perfect timing.
Okay, I will say perfect timing as you just... oh, yeah, go to the co. And because you rolled a 10, you get to pick two of the options. So block, I'm dodge, counter. It's block, dodge, counter, inflict stats equal to your power, or achieve your goal.
I want to achieve my goal, and I'm going to give him a status.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... and I'm guessing your goal is to get him to get Dracula, basically Dracula dude, to release Logan.
I'm going to try to get him to release Logan, and then, yeah, so do I pick the status, or do you assign that?
Well, you're giving him a, I think it's a status of one. What you can name the status, though, if you want. What's the status you want to give him?
Because he scratched me earlier. I'm trying to break his freakishly long nails.
So
I want to break a nail.
So, broken nail one. You give him...
yeah.
But you also just beat... his, like, as the same time you break, like, multiple just, nails.
I'm just aiming for one thing. I'm just trying to hit his hands so he lets him go.
Yeah, so you just start going just on his hands repeatedly until he's like, he just lets Logan go and he's like, that hurt, and disappears into the darkness. You also did not choose block, dodge, counter.
Mm-hmm. But I don't believe in that.
But here's what's gonna happen. Is I need all three of you now to roll face danger as you hear the sound of rushing water coming down the hallway.
It sounds like it's that slime guy's mom.
It's like, I heard that!
No, I'll just roll. because I was going to say, oh, I can use my wilderness survival, but I also have environmental hazards that would just cancel that out, so.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't matter. I got an 11.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so, you all look down the hallway where you hear the sound of the water, and you all of a sudden just see this giant rush of water just coming at you. Like, it's filling up the hallway almost. Logan, I just imagine you just jump up and stick your bone claws into, like, the upper wall. So the water just barely misses you as it rushes by. Unfortunately for Adam and Thomas, you guys get hit by the water, but your guys are able to, like, grab onto, like... So Adams, you grab onto the doorway of the basement again, while Thomas, you grab onto the basement door. And you both are just holding on as this water's trying to push you guys down into the basement.
And it didn't work. We're being flashed!
Hold on. I'm okay. Can I, say I'm like Rob Van Dam with my legs, like, doing the splits on the door? Like, you know how when he, like, blocks the two things, he's in the splits holding, like, the... Since we're doing 80s...
Rob Van Dam?
Yeah.
Like, you mean like the anime meme where it's like some person is just doing that in front of their crush, blocking him in the corner kind of deal?
No, it's like, he did this in like an 80s movie. He like does the splits, and like Thor does it in the new Thor Love and Thunder. He like blocks two things by doing the splits. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme did it first, but.
Yeah, we'll just say that's kind of what you're doing. You're just like, whoop, with your bone claws stuck in the wall to keep yourself up.
All right, I'm going to try and like move out of the door. Is the water still flowing or is it kind of stopped?
The water's still flowing at this moment.
Okay, I'm gonna switch hands. I'm gonna punch one into the ceiling, and then I'm gonna reach down and try and grab my brother, who's like holding on for dear life on the stairs. So
I'm gonna say that's gonna be a face danger again, because you're basically gonna be trying to fight the water, trying to save your little brother.
Okay, so I know this is a little bit repeating, but I'm going to use my brother power tag, and my bone claws power tag, and I can take a pounding tag, so I can battle the current of the water as it hits me. So it's like it's not really phasing me, because I can take a good beating.
Okay. Now, because these are like different, you're basically doing the same tags for different things. That is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. I am activating environmental hazards again, though. Mm-hmm. Though it's a +2 to this roll for face danger.
Okay.
And you get another attention. Uh-oh, what happened?
Power tags. I got a 6.
Okay. So here's what happens. So you're still... You just kind of stick one to the ceiling. And you're trying to reach down to grab your little brother. When suddenly the swamp monster guy leaps out from the flowing water, tackles into you, wraps his arms around you, and your bone claws from the ceiling as you and the monsters go diving back into the water and down into the basement.
Oh, I got you now, you little shit.
I got flush. No.
Okay, so So I'll say as he's taking the swamp monster is taking Logan down to the basement. Though after he goes down, the water slowly just kind of goes down, and now Adam and Thomas, you guys are both now back on the floor again of the room, of the hallway.
Is anyone like here? Like, can I fight somebody, or are they all like hiding?
You wait like a minute just to kind of hear, and there's nothing going on right now. Everything just seems to kind of stopped for now.
Tommy, are you okay?
I'm fine as always, Adam. It's all good, bud. Where's your brother?
I look left. I look right. I think he got flushed.
That turd. All right, we gotta plunge this bad boy here, I guess. I say we go to the basement. We're on the back foot up here. I don't know where it's going. We need Logan back. If we're gonna get into a scrap, I need those bone claws.
Okay,
but
well,
your parents will kill you if you come home alone.
You're right. Hold my leg, and I stick my ankle up into his arms.
I hold your leg.
And I'm going to do a perception roll, Hunter, of the basement from where we are now. I'm going to turn incorporeal and stick my head through the floor like upside down Diglett and check out what's going on in the basement without going in there.
Can I ask okay. a mechanical question?
Before y'all do that, we're going to cut scenes for a second. And we're going to see as... Logan, the Swamp Monster Wompor lets you go, and you're now just kind of floating down into the basement in this water, and you get the realization that these stairs are going down a lot farther than you thought they were. And then all of a sudden, there was just like a splash, and you just kind of hit concrete floor.
Oh.
And you're just kind of coughing up water.
I'm like, my hair is like all drooped down on my face. I'm like wiping it out of the way. And like, my cardboard costume's just ruined from all the water because it just got soggy. So it's just like slowly falling off of me. Aw, man. Worked really hard on this.
So you now look, you look up, and now in front of you is the four Laughing Jack crew. And then but between, they're kind of split off two and two. And right between them, you see your bags of candy sitting in front of a lit up pumpkin head.
Hey guys. I know I punched one of you in the face earlier. I feel like we're even now. You ruined my costume. But could we just get our candy back?
You all just, right. The werewolf's just kind of like, as he's like, ready to just, he's like teeth bared right teeth you. And you guys can, and you now looking at these guys can tell these aren't costumes that these guys are wearing anymore. Mm. This is actually them. So you got a werewolf, a vampire, an actual mummy, and swamp thing, swamp monster kind of deal. I'm thinking like the fish looking guy when I say that.
Yeah. The creature of the Black Lagoon.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Creature of the Black Lagoon. All okay.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, what the hell? I'll lunge at the werewolf because he seems like the biggest guy in the room. So I'll go for him first.
Do I see this? Did my head pop through at this time?
Not yet. What I'm actually going to have happen is you all of a sudden, before you actually have a chance to lunge Logan, The mummy sticks out his hand and several straps just shoot out of him. And it's like, as you mid lunge, you just get tied up and you bump on the concrete floor, just completely. Well, no, you're like cocoon wrapped up basically, okay. Just your head sticking out and like part of your mouth covered. So it's like, kind of deal. And you just see the vampire just walk over and lean down to you and he's like, "We're not done with you yet. Our master requires certain things. And from the looks of how much trouble you've caused, I think you'll do just fine." And now we'll roll to see about Adam sticking corporeal through the floor.
So I'm doing a perception check with my at-word term.
This will be an investigate roll.
Investigate, sorry, yeah.
Sorry. I'm like perception, deception. I'm like, oh yeah, these are Dungeons & Dragons players, I forget.
I've got a 10 plus 1 for a saucy little 11.
Okay, so because you roll success, I'm gonna change a bit. I'm gonna let you have two clues for this one.
Okay.
So I'm going to say like just the lower, like everything from like the waist up goes corporeal as Thomas flips you upside down and just sticks you through the floor. Sure. Or like, or your body.
Your ankles stay solid.
Yeah. And okay. So now compared to what Logan felt as far down as he went into the basement, you just kind of, and you just kind of pop out like maybe about chest level out from the ceiling into the basement. No one sees you yet. You see Logan tied up in mummy bandages, the four guys, and then your bags of candy with a lit pumpkin head.
Okay, so for my two clues, I'd like a little bit more info on these two things, Hunter. One, does it look like Logan can escape? Like, is there like maybe a loose thread or something on the mummy that I could be attacked? Like, one of the strands that's weaker? And then the second thing I want to know is whatever the heck's going on with that jack-o'-lantern that I'm seeing. Just if it looks, you know, details about the jack-o'-lantern that I might have missed.
Good cues.
So metagaming kind of here, if Logan rolls high enough, he might be able to escape if he uses with his bone claws. Kind of metagaming there on that one. But yes, he pretty much could escape if he tried. And then for the jack-o'-lantern, it looks... To the normal eye, it would look like a normal jack-o'-lantern with just a candle in it. But there's just some gut feeling you have that tells you that this jack-o'-lantern feels a little more sinister.
Would you say, this is my last question, just for not a clue, but just to give me some sense of where we are. Where did my head come out? Am I closer to being above the Laughing Jacks, or am I above Logan? Like, where am I coming out above?
I say you're like, you're where you came out, you're like right above the Laughing Jack crew. So I'm trying to think. So like, say, you're kind of like your head. So here's you in the middle with the Laughing Jacks, and then you got the bags and the pumpkin, and then Logan. So your head kind of just kind of popped in the middle.
Okay, I say, Tommy, drop me!
And, okay, so what are you going to do when he drops you? What's the idea here?
Oh, I'm going to try to attack whomever I'm closest to. It'll be dealer's choice for you. I want to land on them and attack them, and I'm going to apply some sinister power tags to my attack here.
Okay, so there's only three people you'll be under, because the vampire was talking to Logan at the moment, yeah. So we're going to make this a hit with all you got roll, because they are not expecting this at all. And that's what this move is for.
I would like to also apply to... Let's just say that I'm attacking the werewolf, just so we're on the same page. I would like to apply the following power tags, please.
Okay.
Drain life force, because I'm picturing dropping down right on this guy's head and neck area and kind of curling up on his shoulders and vampire biting this motherfucker right in the throat. So I'm going to drain his life force for one. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to drain his physical strength. So I'm really trying to suck everything out of him. Phrasing. And the last one here that I'm going to do is a love beyond measure, because it is my brother who is being kind of attacked here, and I'm doing everything I can to make sure he's safe.
Okay. Just a quick question. This was that malignant aura? Is that the weakness tag for your steel life force? What exactly? Yes, what does that mean?
So I've kind of pictured it like, I think I've done a good job of describing how creepy, skinny, pale, and overall nasty I kind of come across. I'm not the world's most handsome boy. And so I just kind of have a general, like, creepy aura. Like, there's something about, like, I probably wouldn't have lunch with this kid in the cafeteria. Like, maybe to the normal, non-mystified person, it might be B.O., but people know it, you know, worse if they are awakened.
Okay, yeah, for some reason I was imagining, like, a light aura. But would this be something that someone could sense if they were, like, on edge? Could this aura be sensed?
I would say... particularly by a vampire who maybe shares that malignant aura with me.
Or like a werewolf with heightened senses?
Sure, yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, sorry, I'm just... It's like, I'm not trying to purposely use the weakness tag against you, I'm just looking at him like... So, we'll use that weakness tag.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. I'm in agreement with you.
So, yeah, so we'll get you...
I got a 7... plus 3 minus 1, so that's a 9.
Okay, so I'm going to... So you do get an attention on that theme, though, since we used the weakness tag on it.
No.
And I will say...
How you level up?
For malignant aura?
Oh, just if I have an attention. I'm just teaching the people at home how to kick ass in this game.
I was about to say, you have to get 3 attention in that one theme to level up that theme. So I got confused there for a moment. Okay, so. So yeah, Thomas lets you go. You've become corporeal again as your feet slip through the roof. And you were originally trying to land on this guy's back. But the werewolf just gets this sense and his hair stand up on end. And he looks up at you as you just boom on top of him. So instead of landing on his back, you landed on his front. So you are now staring eye to eye with the werewolf. But
and because... I go, you have beautiful eyes. And then I go in and invite him to try and suck his life force out of him.
Okay, so with it, all you got, you automatically give him a status equal to power. So you give him a tier 2 status right off the bat. Because you got, what was it, a 9?
I got a 9 total, yes.
Yeah, so you get to pick one from the following. Take cover, secure superior position. This is basically like you don't get hurt. Get them good or get many of them. This means like you want to do more damage, so you will increase the tier by 1. Control the collateral damage, which is no one else gets hurt or nothing gets destroyed. Hold the target's attention, if possible, or you gain the upper hand, take 1 juice, which would apply for change the game rules.
I'm going to do as much damage as I can. I'm going to get him good.
Okay, so what do you want to name this tier 3 status you're giving him now?
Tier 3 neck suck, or hickey, I guess. We can call it hickey.
About, like, bite.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If you have bite no creative really ability, sure, we can call it tier 3 bite.
So,
if you bit him.
Just, we'll call it drain.
Yeah, bit him and he sucked him.
Yeah. Okay. Drain to 3. We're giving him a drain 3 status.
There we go.
And you just kind of... I'm going to say, though, that because you're giving him such a high status, that he tries to kind of... His swipe just kind of, like, it just kind of... Yeah, paws off of you.
His strength has been sapped for a little bit.
Yeah, you've sapped this guy of his life and strength for a little bit. So, because... You did so well, but it's like, but basically, I'm trying to think, it was a mixed success. Well, only getting to do one of those options in the mix is a good enough thing for mixed success, but he's not going to attack you, so.
Do I get fur in my mouth as the mixed success? I'm like,
you get some matted, moldy tasting werewolf fur. All right. Thomas, are you just standing up at the top of the steps, or what are you doing?
Thomas is just taking a couple. So eventually, he was holding on to something solid. Heard a muffled voice from below, going,
"Oh, how cool!"
Did watch as the rest of his friend fall through the floor. Just kind of panicked and just was like, "I should probably just take the stairs." And then just turned around and was just gonna book it down the stairs and try to just get there in time because he's now alone in the spooky house on the top floor.
Okay, so you're just going to start booking down the steps, Thomas, and you also realize there's a lot of steps going down to this basement for some reason. All right, and then we're going to cut to Logan, and what is Logan going to do?
Logan doesn't like being wrapped up like this, so he's going to try and, like, break out of the mummy. Steph, or the bandages. So I was going to... He's going to... You said I'm, like, cocooned, right? So I'm going to try and, like, turn my hands so that the claws kind of... I'll, like, put the claws back in, turn my hands, and then I'm going to put them back out so they go through the bandages so that I can kind of, like pull them out eventually.
All right, I'm going to hack this a little bit. This is going to be basically, like, a face danger roll because you're trying to get out of this.
Yep.
But because it's not really a go throw a toe or hit with all you got. You're trying to get out of a danger in the sense that you already got caught in. So yeah.
So I'm gonna add bone claws. I feel like I've gone to that well, but gotta use them. And I'm gonna use filled with rage as my +2 tags, because I am not happy with my situation.
Okay, yeah. So go ahead and roll +2 for that.
Nice. It's a shame you didn't take the power tag escape mummy wrappings. I know you were talking about that right before the show.
I should have.
He did, but not the one with the W. So if only he starts to wrap, he can escape.
Yeah. 8 with the +2.
Okay, so I'll say that you're able to start really getting through it, but it's going to take you maybe at least another metagaming, another turn or so before you can get out. Cool. But you're starting to cut through it. It's like, yeah, your bone claws are, they poke out through and you're just got, kind of just trying to saw your way out of it. But this, it's like, and then, so I'm going to say the vampire is like watching you thinking, oh, you think you can escape? I'm going all over the place. There's an accent here. Okay. Oh, you think you can escape, huh? And he's like going to bear these really long things. And then he does this, Thomas now hits the bottom of the stairs. You see Logan trying to get out of these wrappings. A vampire stepped over about to suck his blood. You see Adam Adams on top of a werewolf that he just drained of energy. The swamp monster and the other mummy aren't quite sure what they're doing just yet. And then your bags of candy in front of the jack-o'-lantern.
I'm going to try to buy Logan some time by just kind of getting everyone's attention. So I'm just going to start, just kind of... You guys are awakened a little bit. You'll see Thomas's drum sort of has like a almost an unearthly glow to it. Like when it's down here, like then the more like the, you know, when he had it, he's walking around at school, people just hear like a little rat a tat tat tat. But if you're a little bit more in tune to that kind of thing, there's just like a more powerful resonance behind the notes. So he's just gonna start shredding out like just the hardest beat he can think of right now, and just try to sort of get everyone's attention onto him, and so we can just buy some time for Logan to crawl away.
Okay, so this is going to be a take the risk, because this is definitely a daring, riskier, outright stupid feat you're trying to do right now, just playing the drums to get everyone's attention.
So I'm gonna roll, and then I'm gonna add.
No need to add anything, buddy.
I'm not gonna add anything.
Yeah. Well, technically, you're supposed to tell me what you're gonna add to it before you roll, so.
Well, I rolled and I didn't say I was gonna add anything, so I feel it'd be unfair to add anything, so I'll do you the favor and I won't.
Yeah, that's fine, but also, you just start shredding it on this band drum in front of you, and this mystical magic that kind of spills from it just fills the room as the vampire was about to lean over to bite the logo. He's just like, huh. And then the werewolf's just kind of like, burr. And then the swamp monster and mummy are just like, ah. And now, so everyone's now preoccupied by Thomas's drum playing. So Logan and Adam, you both have this moment to do something.
I'm going to hit the, well, I guess I have to break free.
All right. Well, if once you break free, what are you going to do? What's the next thing you want to do after you break free?
Lunge right at the vampire claws out and try and like stab him in and like tackle him with the claws.
All right, so I'm going to make this a hit with all you got since he's distracted. Okay. So, and this will prove if you're able to not only just get out, but also strike him.
Okay. I'm going to add Agile Warrior for some nimbleness. And I'm going to use my mixed martial arts as my two power tags. I would use bone claws, but I feel like I've run to that well a lot, so I don't want to.
Yeah, your bone claws are basically still out as you're cutting it, so I would say it'd be kind of redundant to add it again. So in this case, so
that's cool. I'll just use those plus two.
All right.
Yeah.
And while that's happening, I've drained the strength of this wolf-like creature in front of me, so I think. A la Grima Wormtongue talking to King Théoden. I'm like, I whisper in his ear, dude, your neck muscles are so tight. I'm kind of like giving him a little bit of a neck rub after being right in there. And I'm like, you really should do like yoga or like stretches or something to like get your, you know what you should do actually? Let's try maybe like a quick swipe or two in that direction, and I'm going to try and turn the werewolf's direction at the vampire who's being attacked by my brother. And I'm going to use the power tags heart-to-heart conversation as well as trick him into hitting someone else. And I'm trying to jump on the fact that he has not a lot of mental cognitive function if I drained him of his strength last turn.
All right, so I was going to say this is another hit with all you got kind of deal, I'm guessing. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I'm trying to make this guy hit the vampire with all he's got, if that makes sense.
So I'm going to say, do you get that strength when you sap it from someone else?
That's a good question. I'm going to say yes.
Then I'm going to let you have another plus one on top of that just because of that.
Ooh. So that would be an 8 plus a 3 minus whatever weaknesses you were about to say before I rolled that.
No weaknesses. I didn't have any at the top of my head. So
that would be an 11 then, gentlemen.
All right. Oh, and then... baby. Oh, Speedy.
I got a 6, yeah. So.
But that was a plus. Oh, that was with the plus 2.
That
so.
Was with the plus 2, yeah. That was 4. That was 3 twos.
So I'm going to say that you... So you break free, Logan, but right as you do... The vampire just pins you down by your arm, by your hands, to where you couldn't move him, and he's gonna just immediately just sink his teeth into your shoulder, giving you a bite two status, and then
as a freak destroys him.
And so explain. So narrate this out for me again. What happens, Adam?
So I feel like I've. Incepted this werewolf into thinking that maybe by attacking his friend it will stretch out his neck muscles and make him feel a little bit better. So as this vampire is pinning my brother down, sucking on his neck, I'm still kind of hanging out on this werewolf's shoulder as we're both heading over to do some damage to this vampire.
Okay, so that was a hit with all you got, and that was a complete success, so pulling up the character thing again. Okay, choose two. Take cover, secure his position. Get them good or get many of them. So plus one tier. Control collateral damage. Hold target's attention. Gain the upper hand. You're already giving him another status, which was... What did we say? It was a 3 status now?
I haven't attacked the vampire, so anybody who has, I have been keeping track. I'm just going to keep track of the werewolf.
The vampire has 1 status. Because I broke his nail when he tried to grab the logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yep. I think the werewolf... Well, the werewolf already had 1 3 status. You gave him, I think, another 3 status on top of this now with those 3 powers. So.
This is the vampire we're attacking, though.
Yeah, but it's like. But this is still like a status you have to, like, give him. Because with hit while he got, you automatically give your opponent a status. Unlike with Go Toe to Toe, one of the options is to give a status.
I'm gonna choose gain superior position. I feel like by whispering sweet nothings in this werewolf's ear and being on his shoulder, I'm in an advantageous position. And I'm going to also take cover.
Okay, so I'm gonna say, because statuses in City of Mist stack. So you give him 2 tier 3 statuses. So I'm going to say he's now at a weak-minded 4 status. He is both weak in strength and in mind. So he is just doing what you're saying at this point. As you see the werewolf just kind of get up, look at the vampire, and just tackle him off of Logan. And
doesn't
Logan...
feel good?
Oh yeah, Logan, it hurts when those teeth get ripped out of your shoulder.
That stings.
It's like the swamp water is just kind of cowering now, just watching this all go down. The mummy, Thomas, I'm going to need you to roll face danger as the mummy is going to turn his attention to you now. Oh, actually, his attention was on you. He's going to reach out his hand, and you're going to see several strips of his cloth come flying at you.
That's 7.
No powers or anything?
Yeah, I already rolled it.
So here's what I'm going to say. It's a mixed success. So he doesn't capture you, but he takes the drumsticks out of your hand.
Oh,
we'll fucking kill you! So you just see these raps grab on the drumsticks, so yank him out of your hand, and he's just like, ding! He grabs them both in one hand. It's like, no more music for now. And he just...
I'm just tapping out the rhythm like a bongo on my snare drum. You can't stop the beat, man.
And then you all of a sudden, you hear the mummy turn to the jack-o'-lantern. And it starts to chant this weird, kind of cultish-sounding, ancient language. And there's like a small breeze as the light in the room kind of just kind of flickers. and the jack-o'-lantern head begins to rise off the table.
Oh, God.
End of part two. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mysteries Unknown podcast. The background music you hear is from the official City of Mist soundtracks made by Son of Oak Studios. The content warning at the beginning was done by Ryan Bravo of Odd Loot. Any other characters and content mentioned on here belong to their rightful creators and owners. My name is Hunter the MC, and join me next time as we investigate the City of Mist.